What a day. I think it's still my birthday in England, but it's just gone midnight here in Munich, in Germany. And, I've spent a large proportion of the day working, so I've been completely unaware of the fact that I'm 21 again. Literally again. 21 times 2. The wonderful number. 42. And if I thought I felt old at 40, I feel disproportionately older at 42. Yet what a wonderful number. I really do find it hard to picture myself being this age. Never would have dreamed that I would have got to my 40s. I was one of those people. Whether it was not because it was in a band and I was doing a lot of travelling that sometimes was dangerous, I thought that, 27, if I could make it past that, fantastic. 30, wow, really feeling old now. Loads of these kind of barriers that you cross, and now I don't feel there's any barriers left as such. It's just the... I guess there is, actually. I'm about 5 years older than my dad was when he died, but I still have 14 years to go for me to catch up to my mother when she died, and yet I'm not even half the age of my grandmother. So maybe I should still have some of these loose goals in place. The feeling of getting old doesn't creep up on you, I don't think, like the years do. The years slowly creep up on you, but this feeling of getting old literally just pounced on me and seems to be refusing to leave. I just reached for a beer, one of six Bavarian beers I got gifted this morning and had to leave at the hotel, and have only just returned before midnight and felt guilty having been gifted a massive cake and beers. And so I said I'd have the beers now, and I've taken them to the room. And I cricked my back just reaching for the beer. That kind of thing, which is probably exactly the same that would have happened in my 20s, maybe, perhaps. But it feels worse now. I've got something to blame on it. I tweeted earlier that in Japanese culture, the number 42 is considered unlucky, because if you read the numerals 4 and 2 out, they're pronounced shi ni. Shi ni. 4-2. And they sound like the Japanese phrase unto death. And aren't we all heading that way, unto death? So poignant, truthful, but I much prefer the fact that for a day I was the answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe and everything. According to Douglas Adams, that is, the number 42. Few people say that providing you don't stop learning, you won't stop feeling young. I quite like that, and I hope that I can remember that, and that I give up on counting the years before I give up on my enthusiasm for life. So it's been a great day. Amazing food, possibly some of the best Italian food I've had outside of Italy and outside of some of my gran's concoctions. Really amazing. And great wine, good company, and one last nightcap before I write on my journal, hit the hay and fret ever so slightly tomorrow morning when I wake up knowing I've got a presentation to deliver before catching a flight home. Presentation that is not yet written. Right. Cheers.